Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey, my friend. Okay, so today's BFF episode, Business Forward Fridays, is coming to you, talking to you about perfectionism, about does perfectionism steal time from you, steal brain cells from you, makes you go in circles because you're trying to get every little thing done to a perfect level? First of all, I want to ask you, what is perfect? Who defines perfect and what does perfect look like? Are you trying to define perfect based on what you see someone else doing? If you are, just know, for an example, if you walk into a course, and they have all the different pieces. They have the videos, they have the PDFs, they have the workbooks, they have the audio pieces. They have so many different things organized and so many things clean. And that is your goal. That's what you want. But guess what? They didn't start with all of that. They did not start with all of those pieces in place, aligned. So I was actually talking to one of my clients this past week because I do one-on-one coaching and I'm helping them create courses, get moving, hold them accountable. And if you're interested in becoming one of those one-on-one clients, make sure that you hit me up in my DMs and let's connect and get that going for you as well, because I have limited spots every month on being able to do that one-on-one coaching. And so make sure to, yes, hit me up in the DMs or email me, all the information in my show notes, and we will definitely start chatting and seeing if we're a good fit, if you're ready for it. But with perfectionism, so this client that I was working with, she was like, I am frozen because I don't know all what I should include in my course, all of the different course assets, just like what I was just talking about. And so she had a sigh of relief when I explained to her, let's start with videos and an outline. Let's start with the videos and the outline in this course, and your price point is going to be here at this particular point because that's what you're offering. Then we can level up. We can raise that price later. We can add different pieces to your course. We can add different things for people to be able to consume the information. But the number one thing is that we want to get our information out there, but we do definitely want to give them enough information in the course that takes them from where they are to where they want to be and what your course promises, 100%. But when perfectionism steps in and causes us from doing nothing, then that's where we have to stop and start breaking it down. And it's so interesting because I can be one of the world's best perfectionism and overthinking. And some of my best friends call me out on it often because they know it. It's only in certain things, because in other things, I am such the, you know, fly by the seat of my pants, do last minute things, not be worried about different things. But then there's just certain things I am the master of overthinking. And thankfully, I have those people that know me so well that they're like, Robin, come back. Robin, that is not something you need to be so consumed over. So let me help you be that person for you and call you back out of that perfectionism so that you can move forward. And let me give you three things of the how I tackle this, okay? Number one is I set realistic goals. Just because Susie down the street maybe did something and launched her course in 30 days does not mean that you are going to be able to do the exact same thing. She might have a completely different schedule. She has different systems. She has different other things in place. She is in a different place in her business. Okay. So you have to set realistic goals. This is one of the things when I work with my clients one-on-one is when they're like, how long do I have with you? And I'm like, tell me what your schedule is. Are we talking about like, we're going to have a session, we're going to talk through, create an action plan, and you need 1 week to work on it? Do you need 2 weeks because you're multitasking and you're raising a family or running a business? So set realistic goals. Or maybe you're someone who, you know, doesn't have any distractions and you are so focused on launching that course, then we can do it faster. We can have a more fast-paced, you know, coaching sessions together. So set realistic goals. Number two, embrace the imperfection and learn from your mistakes. All right. I work with course creators all the time, and there is no shame in re-recording your videos because you're like, maybe I missed a mark. Maybe I need to clarify this better for my students. And your students give you feedback and they help you understand even more. I didn't understand when you were talking about this. Or can you help me, you know, clarify this better? They give you feedback. And even the, again, people out there who have these massive popular courses, you know, every few years, they're re-recording their videos and upgrading and updating. So just realize where, you know, just embrace the imperfection or embrace, it might not even be imperfection, just embrace change. Just because you make it one time is not mean it's going to be like that forever, forever and ever and ever. You can change it. So just embrace that and have an open mindset to be able to manage that. Okay. Number three, seek support and in your network. And you could also be part of delegating if you have a team. If you have a team of people that you can actually delegate things out to, then you can definitely take advantage of that and be able to do that so you're not going to get overwhelmed and become that overthinker and perfectionism on something that is not part of your strength. But if you don't have that team member to delegate to, seek support. Make sure you network with people. Make sure that, you know, you connect, whether it is in communities or in different maybe biz besties that you have that, you know, y'all are building your businesses together and you are connecting with that. I have some of the most amazing biz besties that are in different realms of different online businesses, and I connect with them and I bounce ideas off of them and I, you know, work with them. I do that with my clients in their one-on-one coaching and I help them brainstorm. Again, I had a client this week. She was like, oh my gosh, it's so good to have somebody just to brainstorm with, just to get it out of my head and talk it out. And I was like, I totally get it. So just know if you are ready for some coaching, whether you are the fast-paced girl or the long-paced girl, then just let me know, DM me or email me, and we will get something set up for you so you can get moving. The other is community. So when you're seeking support and you're networking or biz besties or community. So I have a community on Facebook, a free community. You can come on over there and feel supported, be supported, and just know you are not out there alone and you can bounce ideas. You can ask questions. And there are so many different different people of different types of course creators that are over there that are at different levels that are giving their knowledge and their information as well, of course, as I'm over there. So definitely come over there and seek out getting support in that way. So, all right. So, my friend, I challenge you to overcome perfectionism, overcome the overthinking, because it is just, it will suck brain cells, it will suck brain space, and it will stop your creativity, and it's going to pause you where you should be moving forward. So I hope you found this so helpful, and I cannot wait to hear how you put this into action. And come on over to the community or reach out to me for coaching with me, and we will get you set up and get you moving forward so you are not stuck in this world anymore, so that you can get your course actually out there and be able to scale your business with a course so that you can have more time with your family and more days off and just enjoy life. But at the same time, you are serving those people you were meant to serve. So, have a wonderful Friday, and I cannot wait to talk to you really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning and believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.